This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Dems and GOP react to Trump budget. Europeans like lower metals tariffs, and seed oils get shout-out from Heart Association. Democrats are denouncing President Donald Trump's request for Congress to slash USDA's budget by $4.9 billion and boost defense funding to the highest level in decades at $1.5 trillion. The proposed fiscal 27 budget cuts nearly one-fifth of USDA's entire budget at a time when our farmers are already struggling, said Senator Amy Klobuchar, the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee. Her fellow Minnesotan and Haunts Ag Committee counterpart, Angie Craig, blasted the administration's attempt to gut key programs for farmers while focusing on military conflict in the Middle East that's driving fertilizer costs higher. Senator Patty Murray of Washington, the vice chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, decried the White House push for more money for war while seeking to cut rural health care programs by $95 million. Also, to eliminate programs like LIHEAP, which helps low-income families and seniors pay energy bills. The chairs of the Senate and House Appropriation Committees took a different tack. Maine Senator Susan Collins echoed Murray's LIHEAP criticism and noted the administration is proposing steep cuts in the Essential Air Services program that's meant to ensure rural communities have adequate airline service. She agreed that military spending needs to increase, but left unaddressed the question of whether she supports the massive increase that Trump is proposing. House Chair Tom Cole of Oklahoma outlined his committee's priorities, concluding by saying, quote, in reflection of President Trump's agenda, responsible funding decisions that target resources where they're needed most and keep our nation safe and secure will continue into FY27. Trump's decision to narrow the scope of U.S. metals tariffs and lower the duty on finished products is sparking some optimism in Brussels. European Parliament has made its support for the U.S.-EU deal contingent on the U.S. reducing tariffs on EU steel and aluminum. Last week, the administration exempted products with low levels of metal content from the duties and reduced the rate applied to finished products. Bernd Lang, who chairs the Parliament International Trade Committee, called the announcement a, quote, welcome step in a post to X, but he argued that more needs to be done and stressed the EU is looking for a 15% tariff cap as agreed in the Turnberry deal. Raw steel and aluminum products are still subject to a 50% U.S. tariff. Now take note, after a period of rising transatlantic trade frictions earlier this year when Trump turned his focus to Greenland, recent signs suggest tensions may be cooling. European Parliament gave its conditional approval for a U.S.-EU deal last month, clearing a major hurdle for the deal. The rollout of new 100% pharmaceutical tariffs last week, the administration set European products at a lower 15% rate. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Growers and crushers of soybeans and canola got a jolt of good nutrition news last week with the latest dietary guidelines from the American Heart Association. The guidance, quote, explicitly names soybean and canola oils as components of heart-healthy dietary patterns and recommends them as preferred sources of unsaturated fat for lowering coronary heart disease risk. That's a note from the National Oilseed Processors Association, the American Soybean Association, and the U.S. Canola Association. The Heart Association also recommends getting more protein from plants like peas and lentils. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey is opening the door to another possible run for the White House. Booker, who is widely expected to win his Senate reelection race this year, tells NYC TV station PIX 11 he's not ruling anything out for the 2028 election. Booker was a presidential Democratic candidate in 2020. He's in line to potentially be the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee next year. Workers at a major JBS beef processing facility in Greeley, Colorado, plan to return to work tomorrow as negotiations over a new contract resume, ending a strike that began on March 17. Workers will return to work on April 7th ahead of meetings between representatives of JBS and the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7, scheduled for April 9th and 10th, that according to a union press release. Over the past 3 weeks, workers at the plant have been on strike over issues including wages and equipment expenses. The facility processes between 5 and 6,000 cattle daily, that according to the Greeley Tribune. The Make America Healthy Again movement should be commended for its focus on preventative care and taking a, quote, broader approach to prevention in health. That the word of the Corn Refiners Association President and CEO John Bode on this week's AgriPulse Open Mic podcast. But when it comes to food processing, MAHA has things, quote, upside down, he added. Processing often makes food safer, he said. You look at these general definitions of ultra-processed, it would seem to capture things like yogurt that people ought to be eating more of. So in my view is we need to have a science-based approach, be clear what the definition is intended to be used for, and then have a definition that meets that objective. The CRA has harshly criticized a February 60 Minutes report as inaccurate and said comments made by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. were, quote, dangerous. I thought there were some parts of that were just off the mark, Bode says on open mic, suggesting that our food system and the American diet is hurt by our farm programs is simply groundless. Somebody who says that doesn't understand our farm support system and certainly is unable to do the basic math. Bode also decried the loss of export markets for U.S. food and ag sectors, down 5.4 billion year over year and a decline of about 10% over the past 10 years. Here's today's final word. Tuesday will be a power plant day and bridge day all wrapped up into one in Iran. There will be nothing like it. Opening the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll have living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald J. Trump. That's President Trump on his Truth Social post last night. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 6th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.